Yeah, good text message here leading into Brad Davidson. We now know where Chris Waller will take Nature Strip via Caulfield. Chris has a few contenders. No shock that the MRC, that's the Melbourne Racing Club, getting involved with the Everest. Former MRC chairman Mike Simons mooted a desire on sound commercial grounds in the early days. No love lost between the MRC and Amanda Elliott from the VRC. That said, who does the VRC accept for European trainers control? Freaks. Cheers. Boris from Nangus. Yeah, Boris makes the point there. Brad Davison, good morning, mate. A little bit of a surprise. The Melbourne Racing Club has bought a share of the ATC slot. So the winner of the Scalacci Stakes on October 12 will actually go into the Everest on October 19.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, well, that was the big news yesterday, wasn't it? That they, in conjunction with the ATC there, to take that slot this year. And look, it's been something that I think we've mooted on this show a few times. A little bit surprised that race clubs haven't done this in the past. And it's great to see the MRC jump on board and do this. I think it's a tremendous idea. The Scalacci's a week before the Everest. But not only you know, the winner of the Scalacci is going to take their Everest slot, but it's also the three qualifying races for the Scalacci as well, starting with the Rigorola Stakes on August 17, the Heath on August 31, and the final lead-up race, the Testarossa Stakes, on September 29. So they really get the bite of the cherry there. Right throughout, and it's good to see, you know, a Melbourne Racing Club talk about, you know, the competition between Melbourne and Sydney, and it's great to see them jump on board and be part of this. And I think it's going to work wonders for the MRC, and it's going to just create even more interest heading towards the Everest.
Yeah, I think everyone's excited to see how it will all play out. But Nash Wawilla, he's just a little bit over a week before he returns to riding.
Yeah, he's going to return at Hong Kong, Kembla Grange next next week, from Hong Kong to Kembla Grange. He's obviously had that 15-month suspension behind him now. It's almost finished that, you know, banned for being found guilty of receiving gifts or money in exchange for tips there. So, the return there at Kembla Grange late next week, I believe it's Thursday. So he's looking forward to that, and going to obviously base in Sydney and see how things pan out. A terrific rider on his day, Nash, and supposedly by all reports, he's had a lot of support from trainers and whatnot towards his return. So it'd be interesting to see how Nash returns, and there'll be a low key return, I suppose, at Kembla, but he'll build up towards the Spring Carnival.
Yeah, and Ty Anglin, we said happy birthday yesterday, but we're just hoping he had a terrific day, Brad.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, we know Ty's been through a horrible ordeal the last a year or so, but best wishes to Ty yesterday, celebrated his 30th birthday, and look, there was plenty of messages online and like that to well wishes for Ty, and as you said, DK, hopefully he had a tremendous day, and I know the family right behind him, as is the whole racing industry.
And mate, I haven't seen any well wishes from the VRC towards the Melbourne Racing Club about getting involved with the $14 million Everest, have you?
No, I haven't seen anything, but look, it's just good to see, isn't it, that a Melbourne Racing Club can see the, you know, positives of it and leverage of that. And it's just good for Australian racing in general, and good for Melbourne Racing, good for Sydney Racing. And at the end of the day, I know, you know, there's a lot of competition back and forth, but I want Melbourne and Sydney Racing to be strong, just as most racing fans do, and I think most racing administrators do as well.
What about at Warwick Farm today, mate? Do you like anything in particular?
Yeah, I don't mind a few races there. Race one, number one, Splendid Surprise, I think can knock off the favourite there, Rotator. Ran a quicker overall time and quicker last 600 than Rotator on the same track and distance on the same day. Last time out. So I think with all the upside in the world, it's second career start versus Rotator, who's fourth up into a spell. Keen to be with Splendid Surprise, race one, number one. Also like race four, number one, Front Sight. Look, he's, you know, near even money, but he's a nice enough horse. This he's good win last time out in maiden grade and chased home in Bracer prior to that. I think he's the progressive horse here from gate one. He should find himself in front or trailing the speed and be very hard to beat there, race four, number one. And the last one, race seven, number two, In and Up, just a little roughy there at odds. Didn't handle the wet track last time out, but was a good winner at Warwick Farm too, back over the 1,100 metres. Beat the likes of Starboy there, who's finished second in Ramorny, and also beat Face Off, who's a Saturday City winner since. So I think, can just sit up on just behind a pretty strong speed there, and at around $11, happy to have something small each way there in and up as well. But the main two, race one, number one, and race four, number one there at Warwick Farm today.
Race one, number one, Splendid Surprise, $2.90. Race four, number one, Front Sight, $2.10. The Best Roughie, race seven, number two, In and Up, $12. You're on fire yesterday, mate. Good luck today.
Yeah, thanks. Hopefully we can back it up and get a few winners.